back to another episode of Food for Thought. I'm Alex.
I'm Derek.
I'm Joyce.
And today we're going to be talking about the senses. Two in particular. Would you rather have a heightened taste or heightened hearing? Super extreme. Sensitive taste or super sensitive hearing?
Same difference.
All right. So, how much?
Oh, how much dogs?
It's becoming a reflex.
Yeah, for real. This is our.
I'll answer the question.
Hearing.
Or
I'll leave it open ended, but I'm leaning towards hearing.
About what are you leaning towards?
Hearing.
I do taste, but give me your thoughts on why you would do.
Okay, so, I mean. Taste, I don't know, because like there's some like really strong. I mean, I guess it's like if you knew you had super sensitive taste, you'd be more aware of what you were eating, I guess. So, like, you'd choose foods that wouldn't overwhelm you.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Buying it, like eating a good burger.
Exactly,
like,
yeah, that's true.
It's, I don't know.
It's rad. I mean, I guess the only thing is like if you want to try new stuff and like the off chance that you don't like it, like. It'll be like amplified just that much more. So it'll kind of, I mean, like, it'll kind of like.
Okay, what's more common?
It'll probably decrease your adventure.
Okay,
well,
what's more common, okay? You hearing an annoying kid on like in a hair salon, just screaming.
I guess you're right. And the other thing
or
is.
Or eating bad food.
Plus, like, how, I don't know how sensitive this hearing is, because, like, as soon as I heard this question, I started thinking of, like, you know, in, like, Man of Steel, when he gets, like, his powers or whatever? And like his hearing goes like off.
Yeah,
I don't know about that one.
But then it all it takes is one kid screaming, "Let me play
exactly.
games on your
phone." Let me play
it's,
games.
It's over.
Just carry your earbuds.
Oh, but that
is.
I don't know. I mean, actually, no. Yeah. Okay. Now I think about it. Because like, I mean, I love eating coffee.
Yeah.
If you don't know that already.
You can't take away like taste. Like you can't put taste. Dimmers, but you can always fix your hearing.
Okay, I guess
but then, like, what if you're at an important, like, you know, conference? You're not gonna be wearing headphones, you know what I mean?
I mean, like, I guess that could also be distracting, though, because, like, there's a lot of, like, background noise as well. So if you have, like, really sensitive hearing, you won't be able to, like, hone in on.
But it's also an advantage, too. Like, if someone's, like, you know. So,
would you really want to hear that, though?
Talking like, bad about
you?
You?
Yeah, cause, well, you can hear it. It's like, that's like.
But I mean, like,
you can't
also,
taste.
Like, you
can taste people.
I mean, you can hear. You might like hear stuff that you weren't supposed to, or stuff like. I mean, like, I don't know. It's just like.
Okay.
But I mean, like, I don't know. I'm kind of leaning more towards taste now. Cause like.
Really?
Oh, changed one opinion. Yeah. First.
Well, okay, Derek. Good job.
I mean, I would. I think hearing. Because I'm starting to lean towards hearing. That's the thing. Because that's like an ability. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
I guess that's true.
But then you're gonna wear headphones, on, like, and you'll be the guy with the headphones.
You'll be like,
Isn't that?
Oh, like, you know, like that, like I, what's that guy from that movie, Baby Driver? Oh no, I mean he doesn't have super sensitive hearing, but he also has headphones.
Yeah, there are people who like always have headphones, and you don't really think twice about it though.
Wait, hold on. Now the other question is super sensitive hearing real then, huh? Because people with the headphones in all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Really got the powers.
That's a good question. But then with the taste, it's like, you can be one of those super fancy, like,
I don't
you
know,
wine.
I don't know, like, that's
Go.
True. But and then, like, the other thing is, like, you just did, like, the end of the wine twirling thing.
Yeah.
And then you kind of, like, you just gargle the wine.
<It's>
like,
But, like, don't people make money for, like, expensive
yeah,
wine
I mean,
tasting?
That's true, I guess. But, I mean, like, the other thing is, how would you prove that you have merit?
By
I mean, you could say like any random stuff and be like, oh my. Oh.
Well, like, okay.
It's like
yeah,
start
right.
snapping their fingers or something for you.
Okay, fair enough.
You.
But then, like.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess you could wear headphones, but my only thing is like.
Oh, to be continued.
Yeah, we're gonna. Do,
you
know,
pause
little...
it?
Okay, after our brief interlude.
Interlude.
music. But... Okay, so where were we again?
Headphone guy?
Yeah, headphone guy, yeah.
Don't want to be the guy with headphones.
Yeah, like, you kind of, like, you're just making the character yourself right there. I don't know.
Would you rather be the guy with the headphones in the back or the super pretentious food critic?
But then, like, with this sense, like, what if you eat mediocre food? Like, is it just gonna taste bad?
I don't know. That's why if it's like dialed to 11, we'll be like, okay, is no. I don't know. Plus, like, nothing is changing for your budget either, so it's not like you get, like, more money to buy good food, so.
I mean, I just thought that if you have, like, sensitive taste, you'll be able to, like, I don't know, I feel like food will be ruined for you.
That's true. You'll be able to taste, like, you'll be weird like, stuff. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because then you'll be, like, anything that was, like, okay to eat. I mean, like, I eat food all the time, but I'm no, like, food critic. I'll be like, oh, this tastes good.
Then how do you sleep with super sensitive? Oh, that would suck.
I mean, I guess you just have to earbuds. Put noise canceling headphones or
but
something.
But like, it's hard to sleep with head. Like, what if you sleep on your side? It's like,
well, you get in one of those. Like, you just like you'd get in one of those rooms where like you know those padded rooms with like the black whatever stuff on the walls, like the spiky things.
The spikes. Oh, you're in a torture room.
It's like, no, it's like there's like the foam whatever like. Triangle thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's spikes.
Okay, not spikes. No.
The foam stuff.
Yeah, but it makes it quiet, right? But then all it takes is like a cricket.
Okay, and then you're like. That's why you gotta maintain it.
Maintain what? The crickets?
No, your room. Just like make sure there's nothing in there.
Well, no. Okay, noise dampening, I guess a little fun fact. But no, it's like it prevents people hearing you.
So you can hear stuff from outside?
No, like...
Then just put the triangles on the outside.
Yeah, we don't... Triangles, I'm not sure how they work, but I'm pretty sure, like...
Wait, here, let's look it up right now.
Yeah, fast fact. But regardless, sleeping is going to be tough, because then you have to invest in triangles.
Plus, like, if sleeping is tough, like, everything else will get affected by that, too.
Yeah, I'd rather taste...
What is it called? Noise reduction? Why is Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon? Whatever. Disregard that. We'll just leave it at sleeping will be hard.
Yeah.
Cause like, you gotta sleep at a friend's house. You gonna bring your triangles? Like,
just hold on. Let me blow up my mat real quick.
Exactly.
Bring your earbuds. I feel like you can sleep with headphones.
I don't know. I've done it before. I don't know how, but like, well, headphones like doing what? Like playing music or just like noise canceling headphones?
Yeah, playing music.
But if your hearing is really sensitive, would you be able to sleep over that?
How sensitive?
One volume.
Okay, but then would that be able to drown out the other sounds? Or would that just, like, add to the chaos?
In fact, can you listen to music? Because it's, like, too, like,
yeah, you'd have to overwhelming. You'd have to put, like, really low. the richness of the whatever.
I thought it was, like, relative.
Well,
like,
I don't know. Is it, like, super sensitive, like... things are really loud or you can just pick up on like the small stuff?
That's what I thought. It was just you could pick up on small stuff easier, but they're still like small. What
the? But it's like you have like it's like everything's loud. I thought like everything's kind of loud.
Yeah, I don't know. There could be two ways to go about this. There needs to be like some
Here's the thing. The anonymous question teller used the word
wizard.
The wizard. He used the word super sensitive. So I didn't like I interpret that as being kind of freakish, like...
I mean, like crazy? Sensitive, yeah, because sensitive kind of implies that, like, even the smallest thing, you'll, like,
pick up on it.
Yeah, but then a super sensitive...
really loud will, like...
It's like, you can hear your own heartbeat, like, that type of thing. Mm.
Yeah, then, I mean, if Superman could control it, so...
So we got two for Team Taste.
Because they're both looking at me.
I mean, I guess I've just got to eat good food for the rest of my life, then. So.
Exactly, and it's plus, too. It's like...
Or, well, technically, if you eat mediocre food for the rest of, like... But you don't eat good food, you don't have anything to compare it to.
That's sad.
But, like, does it take
so
one person...
sad every time you eat.
But would you know, you know that it was... Would you know there's anything better than that if you don't eat the good food?
Well, can't you just, like, eat a bunch of hot food and then, like really scorching hot food
well, yeah,
and then, like, you'll numb it
down? Yeah, what if you, like, dampen it? Yeah, there can be dampeners.
That's so much...
That.
You go through so much pain just to cancel your... Okay, with hearing, you just have to...
But you'll taste, like, hot chocolate, right? So just get really hot chocolate. Because, like, someone just...
Well, the noise-canceling headphones actually work.
They can just scream in your ears and be like...
I mean, like,
then
you're
bam,
like,
you're deaf.
Yeah, that is true. If you have super sensitive hearing, like, you're... could like destroy your ears.
Just like, one kid screaming.
Yeah, like, mom, and then just...
just like one bad
you're dead. Like, like that's it. And hearing also affects balance and stuff like that.
Yeah,
That's your ears. It's a different part.
Like... It kind of works, you know? If someone screams, you're going to go off balance.
You start veering to the right.
And who knows what type of ledge you're sitting upon. We don't know these things. Like, I can... But with taste, it's like, what, is someone going to, like, make you lick them? No. Like, exactly.
It's solely taste only, right? Not smell. Because I know because smell plays a part.
Smell, that's... Right. No, I'll never do
so. So just, like, taste buds, right?
Oh, you're right. Because...
Huh. Would you be able to, like...
I mean, the only thing is, like, with the five senses, taste and smell are two different ones, so we're assuming taste is...
Then what does that mean? Because taste most of the things you smell?
Yeah, so if you, like, smell something really bad, would you be able to taste it then?
Kind of. I don't... Okay, well, we'll leave it just tongue. Like, tongue only.
But what is taste?
Okay, like, let's Google.
What is taste?
Oh,
I spelled it wrong, but...
A sense crisis here? How did you spell taste wrong?
Don't worry about that, big fingers.
Tasty?
A sensation of flavor perceived in the mouth and throat on contact with a substance.
So it's just like texture.
I mean, like, if we're going super in-depth...
Then, yeah.
Because smell has, like, plays a part in it.
But then I didn't tell you have super sensitive
smell.
But, like,
that's like a whole other... And that, like, that's another sense in its own. So we're just gonna go based on just like
eating.
We disregard that part, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not gonna read a whole article about the okay.
But do you have like big ears? Like if you have and then like a big tongue. Like Dumbo, like a spiky tongue.
Oh no, a big tongue. What the
I mean, they're super sensitive for
if you think
a
about
reason.
It, you can kinda keep your tongue in your mouth. You can't really hide your ears.
With the headphones, you know, that's what they're
giant,
for.
Giant headphones.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think I still go with taste.
Taste.
Yeah.
Explain yourself. You gotta fight.
I just feel like you'd be sad for the rest of your life.
How would you be sad?
I would be sad for the rest of my life if I had to taste mediocre food.
But how would you know it's mediocre if you haven't tasted anything better?
But I have tasted good food before.
Okay, but
so
you tasted good food without the heightened senses.
What?
Oh, wait, shoot, yeah, but the meal.
You become the next Gordon Ramsay, just, like,
that's
cooked
true,
food.
Honestly.
And, like, you will know if it tastes really good or really bad, considering on how you make it. And you can, like, know the intricacies and become rich.
What's that guy's name?
Huh?
Jetsman.
Jetsman?
There's a guy won by the Jets. What's his name again?
Gary something.
Yeah,
oh, Gary
Vaynerchuk. Yeah, if you grind like him and you just keep on eating food and seeing if it tastes good or not. You can become the next board.
You just gotta grind, yeah.
Just keep on cooking.
And you can own the Jets.
Exactly,
like.
You can own the Jets.
So, are you still for taste? Is this like an immovable object? Or wait, no, you're hearing.
Immovable object.
That's a good one.
You know?
Unstoppable force, immovable.
That's your weakness, though. Someone just screams.
Yeah, a little kid just.
Like, that would hurt.
And I'm just gonna say you were big ears.
Big ears.
I'd rather take a big tongue than big ears, you know.
Okay, I'll agree with ears.
All day. We
wow.
Not the pretty video.
We have
podcast.
No. We have no differing opinions in this group. We all agree.
Yeah, I feel like we have to reach one consensus in order to. You know.
We could have different opinions, but I mean, so far.
Just
I think,
for
we've, yeah. Okay.
I think we're good.
Joyce is secretly still.
I still want
prefer
you
series.
All right, just, I feel like it'd be cool.
Fellas, next episode there'll only be two of us. We got a tragic split, but you know, we're going both ways, you know?
Oh
wow.
Yeah, so that's what happens when no one agrees with our opinion.
Yeah, are y'all disowning? getting rid of me?
Just incapacitate Joyce.
Yeah. Alright, well congratulations on answering this difficult question, y'all. I think this is our third episode, right?
Third episode, yes.
Third episode.
I hope you're enjoying it.
All two of y'all.
Yeah.
All right. Adios.
Bye.